This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli, Susan Crabtree has been all over the story from the beginning. She is a writer at RealClearPolitics.com, investigative journalist, also author of the book Fool's Gold. And her latest piece on the sloped roof controversy and the details that are emerging there is an absolute must read. So, Susan, welcome back to the show, my friend. It's great to have you.
Thanks so much, Rich. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be with you.
I'm reading the story, and I it's hard to believe this here. So we know about this AGR building, which is the building that had this sloped roof. And originally the excuse they gave for why there was not a sniper on there or a law enforcement official, a Secret Service officer, was because the roof was sloped, right? That was the initial excuse that was given?
Yeah, that's basically what got the former director, Kimberly Cheadle, fired. Well, she resigned in she was forced out by Congress, basically. They did not like that testimony. So it was absurd. It was farcical. And yeah, you had cows on sloped roofs that were the memes coming out of that. You had Santa patches that say Santa is slope roof certified and he's carrying a gun. You know, it ran the gamut. But yeah, it was the most, I believe it was one of the worst, you know, responses, explanations in for a systemic failure in maybe modern history.
My favorite meme, as they're called, memes of that was Chris Christie in the beach chair on the sloped roof of the AGR building. That's still my favorite. But but it was, you know, it was such a ridiculous explanation. And people just said, come on, give me a break. I mean, that's what snipers do. They go on roof. That's their job. It was ridiculous. But now there's been new reporting, and Senator Chuck Grassley has released a report. He commissioned the Government Accountability Office to look into this. And so now your reporting, Susan, is that it's actually an issue with a line of sight to the president at the time, the former president, and a dispute between the campaign and the Secret Service over the use of what objects could potentially block the line of sight for a would-be assassin to shoot a gun at the president, basically, right?
That's right. And this is part of it. You know, it was just they never did seriously mitigate that line of sight, the Secret Service. They tried to with farm equipment. So combines and trucks, and I guess they actually did use one red truck, but it was low. It was to mitigate from the ground up, not the roof. This was an interesting, it happens all the time when the Secret Service are doing their jobs, working with campaigns, the campaign staff don't like the optics. They don't want Columbines blocking the line of sight from the press to the press, to the stage. It just looked messy. It likely looked messy. So the White House the campaign, some of them are now in the White House, pushed back and said, you know, we don't want to use that. And these younger junior agents kind of just said, okay. And they didn't say, okay, well, then that's on you. If you really want secure the president under an Iranian threat that we know is going on, that, you know, we really need to use something. We need to use a big American flag. We need something else then. And they never seem to come to an accommodation. So what I'm trying to say here is no one's hands are really clean on this.
Yeah.
Basically, the protocol is that the Secret Service agents, if they really felt it was necessary, should have pushed back. But I'm told that that Donald Trump detail headed by Sean Curran, who is now the director, he headed up the campaign detail at the time and was around Donald Trump, the innermost circle. He was the one in the iconic shot with the sunglasses on, the dark sunglasses on. He's closest to Trump, as we know. That's why he became the director. But he should have known, it should have risen up to his level. And, you know, they kind of want to work with the campaign. They want to defer to Donald Trump when they're his detail. And it goes to this whole closeness, whether the director should be someone that the president is really close to, or should they hire somebody from the outside, maybe from the military or someone who's reformed police departments before, to really do real reform in the Secret Service, because there's this relationship that's often too close between the detail and the president.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've worked advance on campaigns before, and, you know, the advance team, obviously, your job is to try to make sure that the candidate gets the best shot, and that's your job, and you're looking at line of sight. And the Secret Service's job is to look at line of sight from a much different perspective. But if they really believed that he was exposed, and you had a campaign staff member saying, I don't care because the shot, you know, I mean, the shot from a photograph perspective is going to be blocked. And their job is to make sure that a shot from a bullet is going to be blocked. Then it should have been escalated. They should have won that battle. And at the very least, then they should have looked around and said, OK, well, considering there's this potential vulnerability because the campaign doesn't want a large tractor in front of the stage or something else, let's look around and see where the potential vulnerabilities could be and secure those. And one of those obvious ones is the AGR building. And yet they failed to do that.
Yeah. And if you talk to the people, so, you know, I worked last week, I covered, I broke news on the suspensions and I named the names. I was the first reporter to say, okay, let's not, you know, let's be more transparent. These are the agents that took that are getting the 10 to 42 day suspension, which is really a slap on the wrist. Sorry, really a slap on the wrist. Somebody's trying to call me right now.
No, it's OK. Is it the president?
Unfortunately, not. It's a Secret Service source. Imagine that.
Well, Joe, bring him on the show. Let's go. Let's make some news. Let's do it.
Full disclosure. You're supposed to neither if the agent was in that position to say, had to say like, yeah, I really kind of think we should mitigate this more than we are, then they need to escalate it to their supervisor. Mm-hmm. What I'm told is they did escalate it to the supervisor. The supervisor didn't make a big deal. Now, the supervisors didn't take the fall. They were not part of the agents. Two key supervisors didn't take the fall. The whole office of the Pittsburgh office did, and they're upset about that. You know, they pushed back. They got hired lawyers. They tried to get out of it, but they were 10 to 14 days. Their reprimand to without pay, which is really not that much,
yeah.
But this T2 key supervisors on the Donald Trump detail, they got off scot-free. And in fact, they got big promotions. And so if they knew about that farm equipment and they signed off on it too, that they didn't need it, then they're at fault too. And, you know, the big promotions they got was one of them is now the number two on the Laura and Eric Trump detail.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was an inspector put in position because that was a huge rally with an Iranian threat. And he's now the head of the inspections division, which is ironically in charge of establishing accountability and integrity for all of the Secret Service operations. So you got two key people that were close to Curran, very close to the director, and they got nothing. They skated. And I think that's creating a lot of morale problems in the Secret Service. That's why I found out about it, because people are angry. And it's not, this is just typical for the Secret Service. It goes back decades that I've been covering them for 13 years now. It's always uneven punishment, and the people, there's all these, you know, coziness with whoever the managers are, and they can do wrong and they don't get disciplined. And then you layer DEI on top of that, and it just becomes a complete mess. And that's what we saw Butler. I truly believe it's just constant, you know, just lack of discipline, lack of awareness, lack of speaking up. The counter sniper, I would just recommend you. I wrote about this on my X.com. The counter sniper does his own site plan, security plan, and he had the pictures of Thomas Crooks and looking using the rangefinder to look at Donald Trump on the stage. And he didn't think it was under his obligation to call Sean Curran on the stage, who was in the innermost ring at the shift. He didn't call the shift and say, hey, don't bring Donald Trump on the stage. He knew at 5:45. And so instead, the counter sniper testified to Congress, to the Senate. I didn't think it was really my responsibility. So everybody was just, blaming each other, pointing fingers the other way. Well, he was looking for Thomas Crooks through his sight, and turned his rifle around to look for Thomas Crooks and shot him. So he's the hero of the day, but he's also part of the problem because he
saw him before the shots were fired, before the president even took the stage. And this is, again, a frustration that I've been asking for a year now. Why did they ever let former President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president, on the stage if they had a guy in their sights with a rifle on a roof? I mean, I don't understand that.
They were looking for him. He had disappeared. So what the problem was is there was a lack of communication between the local law enforcement, and because they didn't share the radios, you know, they didn't pick up the counter sniper that I'm talking about, and his supervisor. Well, David King is the supervisor, and the other guy's name is John Marciniak. And John had a terrible site plan, and the supervisor, David King, who did the kill shot on Thomas Crooks, he didn't correct it. It was all obstructed with a tree, and mm-hmm. and nobody on the AGR building. The counter sniper should have recognized that as well as unacceptable. But then they got a photo, finally got a photo to him through the command centers. There was stupidly two command centers that didn't follow protocol. But they finally got a photo to the counter sniper's boss. Okay, Hercules One is that's what then they called him. A guy with a rangefinder. And he went and looked for him with his sight, right? He was looking for the guy on the ground because the locals lost sight of him. But what he should have done first is call the shift agent, call the shift and say, don't bring Donald Trump out on that stage. There's a guy with a rangefinder. He looks weird. We're working an issue. That's what they call it. We're working an issue. Don't bring Donald Trump on that stage.
And Susan, didn't I read about it? Maybe you wrote this. Maybe you tweeted about this, that they did not let the Trump campaign know that they had information of a credible threat 10 days prior to that event, and they never shared it with the campaign.
The Iranian threat that we saw playing out afterwards, they admitted that the FBI arrested this guy named Asif Merchant, who was a Pakistani who had just been in Iran for 2 weeks. And they have like granular detail now, the FBI on the proffer, which is sort of their effort to try to do some kind of plea deal. So they have granular detail of how he was plotting this assassination attempt. Should they use a long gun? Should they use a short gun? Should they do it in an outside rally? Should they do it in an inside event? So all that was taking place. And then he came to New York, this guy, and tried to pay an undercover FBI agent $5,000 to begin the assassination plans against Trump. So that was Friday, right? But they knew about this intelligence threat that the FBI was working the situation 10 days prior. So that was the Secret Service top brass knew. And they didn't tell everybody that was in charge of security at the rally.
I mean, that's
Ron Curran. They told some people on the Trump detail, but they didn't tell the Pittsburgh office. So the Pittsburgh office is like, why are we taking the fall? We didn't know there was a huge acute Iranian threat. And even the site agent, this younger agent who had 3.5 years on the job and had never been in charge of a extremely unserious reputation, posting pictures from her on Instagram, from her selfies, from her assignments, including at Mar-a-Lago. This is the agent. We've talked about her before. Her name is Mio Perez. She didn't know. She said she didn't know. Okay. She wasn't briefed. She wasn't included on that. Knew as part of the Trump detail that he faced an Iranian threat, because that was something, you know, when you sign, anytime you join the Trump detail, you know that because it's been ongoing for years, you know, since Donald Trump ordered that bomb dropped on General Soleimani, the Iranian general. Right. The Iranians have been trying to kill Donald Trump and other members of his administration.
Well,
so she should have known.
Yeah,
she should have known, but didn't know about the acute threat. But Pittsburgh definitely didn't know him. The Pittsburgh office is angry, okay?
Yeah.
They say that the Secret Service says it's their fault because the ones in charge when it's a former president. They're falling back on that lame maxim that because Donald Trump is a former president at the time, then it's the local field offices that is ultimately responsible for the rally security, which I've heard is not, some of my sources are calling BS on that.
Well, keep us updated, Susan. Great reporting as always. I appreciate it very, very much. We'll let you go. Your connection's a little unstable, but excellent reporting.
Sorry.
We'll post a link to your article at realclearpolitics.com and follow Susan at Susan Crabtree for all this breaking news. Go deal with your sources. I can't wait to find out the next bomb that you drop. So thank you, Susan.
It will be. There'll be something tomorrow. Look at my x.com tomorrow morning at Susan Crabtree. There'll be something new that I'm sure your viewers would enjoy and think is relevant.
We can't wait. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
And I'm happy that we'll be back at the Grand Hotel on August 15th for our next live show. Live shows are always a blast, and it's not too late for you to make your summer plans at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. .com. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and do it today. And mark your calendar for August 15th. Also, mark your calendar 2 weeks from today. Don't mark the calendar. Buy the tickets right now. Our speaker series, Politics and Pints, with Gianno Caldwell. Me and Gianno on stage together. We'll take your questions. We'll hang out. We'll talk about Fox News. Of course, his book about his brother's murder. We'll talk about the state of American politics, how the Democrats keep blowing it with male voters in particular. It'll be a great night. A lot of fun. It's at Bucks County Community College. Zlock Performing Arts Center. Easy to get to. And you'll want to be there for that. So do that right now. 1210WPHT.com, Politics and Pints. Do it now, and we'll see you 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today for Politics and Pints. I know it feels like July 31st. My God, how is this? Oh, but yeah, 2 weeks. So we're almost there. All right. Got a lot of stuff to get to here. There's a bunch of stuff, but this is crazy to me. The Democrat City Council president of Erie City, Pennsylvania. His name is Mel Witherspoon. This was posted by Libs of TikTok, and obviously it's gone viral. Confessed to murder in the middle of a city council meeting. Claimed he shot a man in the head when he was 17. Now, there's no statute of limitations on murder. This is insane. Who knows if this story is true or not, but Democrats lie, but they also kill people, so I don't know. But anyway, this is what he said about this incident that took place when he was 17. He's now the city council president, Erie City, Pennsylvania, cut 26.
And the guys came to my room and we got high. They left. I had the clip in my gun. Nick came in my room. I said, you know, Nick, I can blow your head off. He said, go ahead. And I did. I shot him in the head point blank, this close. I stayed in jail. One night, I never went to court. I went back to basketball. How did that happen? Because I had a family member, one of my uncles. He was involved with one of the families. That family made a call from Newark to New York to Omaha to Nebraska, where I was at, and I was out the next day. See, so that's having the right contact at the right time. My point is, when my son told me about Cello, it all came back.
I don't know why you'd confess to murder, but there you go. Democrat City Council President, Erie, PA, I imagine we'll probably hear more about this story. There you go. Okay, so there's that. Then there's this. Barack Obama on the IMO podcast with Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson. I don't want to hear this any more than you do. Yet this is, again, the Democrats trying to figure out how they can win back male voters. This is one of his solutions for how Democrats can win back male voters. Cut 27.
I had a gay professor in college at a time when openly gay folks still weren't out of line, who became one of my favorite professors. You need that to show empathy and kindness. And by the way, you need that person in your friend group, so that if you then have a boy who's gay or non-binary or what have you, they have somebody that they can go, okay, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what the hell that means, but apparently you should have a gay friend just so that people don't think you're a homophobic person, I guess. So get a gay friend like George Costanza, who pretended he had a black friend. You remember that? Turned out to be the exterminator. Then there's this. I'm going to show this video now. This is Andrew Cuomo, the LoveGov / nursing home serial killer / mechanic. Put up this video. This is a campaign ad put out on his official account, where he jump starts a man's car. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. I'll describe it for you if you're not. But Cuomo claims to be a mechanic who paid for his way through college by being a mechanic. And he put this video out, and he's getting killed over this. So take a watch here. Cut number 8. Are you showing it? Oh, there we go. Look at him. There he is putting the jumper cables on the guy's battery, the LoveGov. And then he gets in the car and drives away. So he went over and jump-started this woman's car, and we're supposed to believe this is an authentic incident and not at all a stage campaign event. All right? There you go. Apparently our YouTube stream went out. I don't know why, but I guess it's back now. Okay, that's good. At least it's back now. So there you go. And here's Shane Gillis from the ESPYs. I'll do that in a second. I want to play this for you. This is a clip going viral. I don't know what advice I would give in this situation other than never go see Coldplay. But this CEO of the company was with his HR chief during this concert, all right? And they're in Boston. And you know they do those cams that show people in the crowd? Like they do that at baseball games, they do that at football games, they do that at concerts. Well, the two of them were caught. He's got his arms around her, and they're kind of silently dancing, but they're clearly very intimately locked. And here, let's play it. Cut 25, and I'll describe it here. And you can listen to Coldplay's lead singer, Chris Martin. Again, I don't know what they're doing at a Coldplay concert.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Okay, so you can see right there that she turns around and looks away. He ducks down. So it turns out she's the HR guy. He's the CEO. He's married. She's not married. And they just got busted. And the video has now racked up, I think I saw last check, Matt, was something like 20 million views or something like that. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, Colin Rugg's post alone, I think, is at close to 10 right now. I'm sure the original has way more.
And it's all over the place now. Yeah. So I guess the question is, in that situation, first of all, you shouldn't be having an affair. That's number one. Number two, you shouldn't be ever seeing Coldplay. And then number three, if you're caught in that situation, do you just kind of like wait for the camera to pass you by? Because when you jump away like that, the guy literally jumps away and she turns her back and runs. And this other woman just has this, her face goes bright red because she clearly knows what's happening here. Doesn't it make the video go viral? Like in that moment, wouldn't you just be better to just kind of turn around and just keep hugging, knowing that maybe the wife at home will miss it? I don't know.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you're bringing way more attention to yourself by doing that big reaction. You just play it off and keep it pushing.
I think it's the only thing you could do at that moment.
You figure there's got to be like, what, five or six other couples that were on that kiss cam at the Coldplay concert last night, and none of them made it to the internet. It was just the reaction.
Right. The odds of his wife watching the Coldplay concert and seeing them together would probably be 1 billion to 1. She's definitely seeing it now. You know what I mean?
By the way, the most recent estimation as to how many impressions that's made on X alone is 100 million.
100 million. Whoa. Man. So, again, A, don't have an affair. B, don't ever go see Coldplay. And C, if caught in that situation, act natural. Otherwise, you're going to become the talk of the internet. 100 million views. My guess is a divorce lawyer is going to be a very, very happy man or woman very, very soon. That's going to be my guess. If I was a betting man right there, the divorce attorney's always. I did the happy hour already.
Oh, did you
not hear it?
Well,
I said it.
Then
that I was
that
happy.
Request.
Happy that we're going to be there on August 15th. Happy that I've never gone to a Coldplay concert. Freaking Coldplay still a thing?
I don't know. Evidently.
That's your first mistake. Right there. All right. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. My great friends over there. Emmons Roofing and Siding. 10% off. 10% off for your home improvement needs. Anderson Windows, doors, siding, and of course, roof. The Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. That is a lifetime warranty on that roof. Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. Let me tell you something. We used them in our old house. They did a great job. Every step of the way, the Emmons design consultants took care of it for us, and they just did great work for us. And I'm really proud and happy that we've used them all these years, proud that they're great sponsors of the show, and Matt and Stephanie have become friends, real good friends of mine. And there's more work to come. They're going to be doing more stuff in our home for us. They've already replaced a couple doors in our skylights. I trust Emmons, and you should trust them, too. And they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. That's right. How's that roof doing? Make sure you get a free inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get the best of the best Owens Corning shingle with a lifetime warranty on that roof. Anderson Windows, doors, siding, roofing, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, 10% off. Tell them I sent you, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. I wanted to share with you Miranda Devine's piece in the New York Post, because I really think she's spot on here. And I'm very worried about the White House's handling of this Epstein issue. I want to play, in case you're just joining us, what Jackie Heinrich asked Caroline Leavitt today at the White House press briefing. And it's a kind of a longer exchange, but I think it's worth it. And, you know, the question I asked earlier was, does this satisfy you? And so far, the answer I'm getting from everywhere is no. And people are getting very concerned that if this is not handled correctly, this is going to be the kind of thing that is going to hurt Trump in such a way he may not recover from. Now, do I agree with that assessment? I think that there's, like I said, always a problem of whenever you have insulted your base, which he's done, that is something that can forever destroy a relationship, just like getting caught on camera to Coldplay with your gumata probably destroyed that guy's marriage. It's, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things you do that tough to walk back. And this is what I'm worried about here. So here's the exchange today. Caroline Leavitt and Jackie Heinrich. Take a listen.
Jackie.
Thank you, Caroline. There's been a lot of discussion about the Epstein files and the president's comments yesterday calling it a hoax. Can you clarify which part of the Epstein hoax is the hoax part?
The president is referring to the fact that Democrats have now seized on this as if they ever wanted transparency when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, which is an asinine suggestion for any Democrat to make. The Democrats had control of this building, the White House, for 4 years, and they didn't do a dang thing when it came to transparency in regards to Jeffrey Epstein and his heinous crimes. It was this president who directed the Department of Justice and the Attorney General to do an exhaustive review of all files related to Jeffrey Epstein, which they did. The Attorney General and the FBI, led by Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, these are great patriots, some of the most trusted voices in the Republican Party movement. It's part of the reason the president appointed them to these high law enforcement positions. And they spent many months going through all of the files related to Jeffrey Epstein, and they concluded what they found in that memo, which they drafted and they released. And so the president has been transparent. He has followed through on his promises to the American people. But he doesn't like to see Democrats and the mainstream media covering this like it's the biggest story that the American people care about. The president has been working so hard this week. On Tuesday, he went to Pennsylvania, where he secured $90 billion in investments for the Commonwealth, for the people of that state. After that, he came back to the Oval Office at 8 p.m. He went in there to whip votes to get the Genius Act signed into law. And because of his efforts, that bill is now going to be signed and passed. The following day, yesterday, he meets with a foreign leader, the King of Bahrain, to secure more investments into this country. And then yesterday afternoon, the president is in the East Room of the White House mourning with parents who have lost their children because of fentanyl, signing a bipartisan piece of legislation. And not a single cable network in this country took that event live and covered that event like they should. Those are the issues the president cares about. What could be more important to the American people than helping families who have lost their children? Those are the issues this president is going to remain focused on.
Understand he wants to move on from the story, but you do have some prominent figures, including the Senate Majority Leader, the House Speaker, voicing support for the files to come out, Representative Massey collecting signatures that would force a discharge petition for a vote on the floor for this. It doesn't seem to be going away. What is stopping the administration from just redacting any sensitive information, grand jury information, and putting out what is appropriate so that the American people can decide and then let this story die?
Well, in terms of redactions or grand jury seals, those are questions for the Department of Justice. Those are also questions for the judges who have that information under a seal. And that would have to be requested, and a judge would have to approve it. That's out of the president's control. He has said, in agreement with some of the leaders on Capitol Hill, that if the Attorney General and the Department of Justice come across any other credible evidence, they should provide that to the American people. The president has said that, and he agrees with them on that.
All right, now let me Miranda Devine's point, because she's looking at the Rasmussen polling showing that he's dropping with his base. And, you know, his comment yesterday, which is when he vented on social media at his past, in all capital letters, past supporters and weaklings of the MAGA base who have bought this BS of the Jeffrey Epstein hoax, let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work and don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success because I don't want their support anymore. Now, actually, the pollster for Rasmussen says he believes this echoes Joe Biden's precipitous and permanent decline after the catastrophic Afghanistan withdrawal. He says people want accountability. The FBI interfered with two elections in a row, yet nobody's been punished. The fury in the base is not just about Epstein. He's dead by suicide in his jail cell, solo or assisted. His pimp girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, is in jail. But the Epstein scandal is symbolic of the absence of accountability for past crimes against the American people. The president, who won in part by echoing the deep distrust in institutions and stoking legitimate grievances, hasn't delivered the heads on the pikes. The FBI and the DOJ act like it's a low priority. Trump is understandably infuriated that the Epstein business is soaking up so much attention, seeing he works from dawn to midnight fixing the disasters unleashed by Biden, she writes. But all those supporters who chanted "lock her up" at the 2016 rallies were disappointed when he broke his promise to investigate crooked Hillary and instead offered her grace, saying leave her alone and praising her as strong and smart. Trump supporters grudgingly accepted that as a one-off sacrifice for the good of national unity. But what ensued was the Clinton campaign-inspired Russia hoax, a weaponized FBI and CIA targeting Trump and his allies for the next 8 years, and an array of fake controversies peddled to an all-too-eager media. The Very Fine People hoax, the P-tape hoax, the Suckers and Losers hoax, the Russian bounties hoax, the drinking bleach hoax, the Lafayette Square gas tear gas hoax, and of course the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Two impeachments later, it was obvious that extending grace to deceitful Democrats is a mug's game. So this time everyone thought that Trump would come back into office and he would hand out that retribution. 6 months in, she writes, it's business as usual. Cash Patel wasted no time putting on an FBI cap, jetting around to hockey games in the Bureau's private jet, and pledging allegiance to the agents and staff he had so recently castigated. Now he claims they deserve more than anything an expensive new headquarters. No, they don't, she writes. The FBI is rotten. That was the mantra of the Trump campaign, certainly of Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. They were going to crack down on everyone involved in the weaponization efforts against Trump and his supporters. Lock them up was the chant, and again, nothing happened. In fact, worse than nothing. The architect of the FBI's overzealous January 6 investigation, Steve Jensen, was appointed to lead the Washington field office. We were promised that a good reason for that would soon be revealed. 3 months later, crickets. There has been zero accountability for the FBI targeting traditional Catholics as insipid domestic terrorists. The Radical Traditional Catholics memo of 2023 was not an isolated error, as former Director Chris Wray claimed. Senator Chuck Grassley has revealed it was an action item pumped out to more than 1,000 FBI employees over multiple field offices. Meanwhile, the handful of valiant whistleblowers who exposed the corruption, like Steve Friend and Garrett O'Boyle, they've been abandoned by Cash Patel, who once posed and said he was going to be their champion. The way to solve this disillusionment embodied in the Epstein Fuhrer is not pumping out Truth Socials calling the whole thing a hoax. It's not telling people there's nothing there. It's not releasing a doctored video of Epstein's jail cell. All that does is add gasoline to the fire, and you certainly then don't turn around and insult the base. Her remedy for this, she says here, is that if there is some sort of plot where now they've manipulated the list to put people on there who shouldn't be on there, then expose that. Have a press conference. Answer every question. Expose if the list has been manipulated. If this is a Russia-style gate plot again, expose it. If the FBI or the DOJ botched the initial Epstein investigation or acted corruptly in the sweetheart plea deal, expose it. The CIA should say whether Epstein was an intelligence asset. But beyond that tawdry case, there has to be accountability for the deep state. The deep state witch hunts against Trump and his supporters. And where is the accountability on the COVID lies, the COVID censorship? Heads on pikes, nothing less. Spot on by Miranda Devine. Absolutely. I think she sums up what we're all feeling right now, that sense of frustration. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I know the sound of silence. I know. All right, so they got to fix this. This is a mess. They got to fix this, and they need to do it fast. No doubt about it. They got to do that. But, you know, look, I get the president's point about how the media is just talking about this now. And the Democrats are all making a big stink about this. That's how politics works. And yet, the Democrats are not going to let this go. That's the other problem, too, is that now the Democrats have sensed an opening and they're not going to let it go. Here's Joe Scarborough. I mean, asking the question to Jamie Raskin, like, why didn't you guys do something about this? And why didn't they do something about this? Probably because a lot of their friends are on the list. It's the bottom line. But now they feel like they can go out there and say all these things. And they're just going to they know that when they say this, they're just going to make the president's base angrier. They're just going to make the MAGA base even angrier. So that's why they're going to say these things. And they're going to say things like this. Cut number three.
State Congressman, you could have gotten that from 21 to 25 when Democrats controlled the DOJ. Why? It was a crisis then. It's a crisis now. Why didn't Democrats call for it from 21 to 25?
So, I mean, you'd have to go back and look specifically at particular prosecutorial decisions and what was taking
place. Oh,
shut
up. I don't even need to listen to his answer. That's enough. But you see, I mean, the question's valid. And that's the president's frustration. But that's politics. And I'm telling you right now, objectively speaking, this won't go away. And every time Democrats make an issue out of this, and they're going to keep making an issue out of this, the base is only going to get angrier because they feel like they got played. And that's what you've got Democrats out there saying right now. Oh, MAGA, you got played. You got played and you're all fools now because you bought into this. And that's making people very, very upset. That's why you got to repair this. It needs to be fixed. I agree with Miranda Devine's assessment. Have a press conference. Put Pam Bondi out there. Let her take the slings and arrows, but have a press conference and answer the questions. And if you're going to blame this judge in New York, then blame the judge. Fine. But go ahead. And just don't think that this is just going to go away because it's just not going to go away. That's the problem. Too many people's feelings got hurt yesterday. A self-inflicted wound by a guy who usually is so incredibly loyal to his base. Loyal to a fault, you could argue. And this is a self-inflicted wound that needs to be fixed very quickly because the hemorrhaging has to stop because people are upset and they're waiting for some sort of a mea culpa here because they don't want to be called stupid. Nobody wants to be called stupid and to be told, I don't need you anymore. I don't want your support anymore. If you won't let this Epstein thing go, I don't want your support. I mean, that's not what you say to your supporters. So it's got to get addressed. It needs to be fixed. And just simply acting like everybody's going to forget, it's not. They're not going to forget. And I get the frustration. I do. But, you know, to Miranda Devine's point, like, why are people like Francis Collins still out there? All these people that lied about COVID, all these people that lied and kept our kids locked down and mandated vaccinations and funded this virus, the creation of this virus. How come there's no heads on pikes? This guy's on Stephen Colbert's shows last night. Francis Collins, who ran the NIH, he and Fauci were out there together creating this virus, creating Frankenstein's monster, gain-of-function research. His head's not on a pike. He's on national television joking around, yucking it up with Stephen Colbert. This is the frustration. Where are the prosecutions? When are you going to go after these people? When are you going to expose these people? And I know we're 6 months in, and I'm being patient. I am being patient. What I'm telling you is what people are telling me. That's my job. My job's to listen, and then I report back to you, and what people are telling me, they're not happy right now. So, you know, be very cautious of that at your own peril, because that's the problem, is that they look at Collins, they see Fauci's out there, they're like, "What? When are heads going to roll here? You know, when are heads going to roll? When are people going to be held accountable for this stuff?" At the same time, you've got Democrats now who are pushing this communist whack job in New York. So, I mean, the good news is we don't really have to worry about Democrat opposition. I mean, as my dear friend Dana Perino says repeatedly, Donald Trump is blessed with having the worst opposition. Zoran Mandami, who wants to take away private property rights, is you know, very likely going to become the next mayor of New York City. It seems like that guy's going to wind up winning. But I mean, this is you know, we're lucky that right now we don't have a lot of like bad opposition to worry about. But that could change, and midterms are around the corner, and you can't have your base stay home because they're angry. You can't have your base stay home in the Jersey election because they're angry. You can't have these things. So it's got to get fixed. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be fixed. I'm telling you out of my way of trying to help. Coming up in the next hour, an excellent interview with a hero and a star of the show, Navy SEALs, and a Delta Force member who's got a brand new book out. We're going to talk about that, plus a lot of other stuff straight ahead.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.